没办法，我们四个牧师一人唱一部就可以有一个男生四重唱，不是很好吗？那个康牧师的 tenor 那么好听，那林牧师又是专门学过声乐的，周牧师的声若洪钟的 bass 大家都欣赏过了，那我来配打一下，结果呢就不成功，不成功只好成人呢，所以不成功变成人，现在剩下我一个。那我今天早晨呢，配合等一会儿的讲题，好像这几天我们没有唱这个第三首，好像没唱过。主未曾应许天色长蓝，这首诗有唱过吗？
有
啊，第一天唱过啊。那今天也配合我们的讲题，这首诗本来是不适合做独唱的，好在我也不是要表演，我只是愿意带领。帮助大家学这首诗歌，这首诗歌是讲到我们基督徒的道路不是一帆风顺，主神未曾应许天色长蓝，人生的路途花香长漫，神未曾应许长情无语，长乐无痛苦，长安无余。这个副歌实在是太好了，我想写这样诗的基督徒真是个得胜者。他说神却曾应许生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得喜，试炼得恩恤，为难应该是恤哈，还有一个这个头的，恤就是勉励的意思，为难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。哎呀，我真是希望这些年轻的都能念中文，太好了。我们一起念这个副歌好不好？神却曾应许生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得喜，试炼得恩恤，为难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。叫我先唱第一节，第二节，然后到第三节的时候大家一起唱好不好？
神未曾应许天色长蓝，人生的路途花香长满，神未曾应许长情无语，长乐无痛苦，长安无余。神却曾应许生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得喜，失恋的恩许，为难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
副歌唱第三节，
神未曾应许天不及时，平坦的大路人一起吃，没有神随去，没有大山路到过云天，
兄弟
神却曾 曾应许，生活有力，心怀有光亮，做工的心。
他把它改成不朽的爱也不错，如果是世俗的文学，不朽的爱好。但是如果根据我们圣经雅各书第八章那里讲，耶和华的爱是不死的爱，比水更忍耐，比死更坚强。神的爱，你看那个水啊，你把它拦住它就暂时不流了，你拿走它又流了，水就是这么忍耐。你把这边挡住，他从那边来了，那边挡住他这边来了，水就是这样，神的爱也是这样，比水更忍耐，比死更坚强，这神的爱。所以我们唱惯了，这是不死的爱，好不好？我们再唱一遍副歌，我求主用这首副歌成为你今天的信息。明天我们就要下山，你不一定不会碰到麻烦的事，神并没有保险你不会有头痛的事，但是神的应许，生活能够有力量，行路有光亮，做工可以得安息，试炼可以得到恩典的勉励免恤，在为难的当中我们可以有所依赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。我们再唱一遍副歌，来。
神却曾应许生活有力，路有光亮，做工的心，失恋的安息，为难又来，无限的体谅，扶我自己爱。
祷告，爱我们的上帝，亲爱的阿爸，我们的主，我们真是感谢你，因为你没有欺骗我们。偶像欺骗人说拜他的人可以赐福保平安，神你却告诉我们在世上我们有苦难，但是我们感谢你，你说在基督里我们可以享平安。我们所面对的这个复杂的世界，这个弯曲被扭的时代，从小到老说不尽的伤心烦恼挑战和打击，求主叫我们能够认清基督徒的道路并不是一帆风顺，也不是天色常蓝，叫我们却知道乃是你的恩典比艰难更大，你的容脸比风波更多，我们可以足够的恩典带领我们来胜过一切的大山小山，能够从各样的打击破碎和艰困当中还站住，还透过为你打那美好的胜仗。主，今天已经到了夏令会的最后一个上午，当我们将要领受你这个神圣的标记，就是饼和杯之前，叫我们真是看清楚你自己这一生在路上是为我们怎么样走过，叫我们能够追随你的步伍，叫我们做一个忠实的耶稣基督的门徒。主啊，你把这样的心智赐给我们，把这样的准确的观念赐给我们，叫我们不再拜主好像拜偶像那样，叫我们真实知道我们所敬拜的乃是一位又真又活得胜荣耀的主，我们的神。我们为今天早晨最后一堂特别祷告，求主预备我们的心，预备大大小小每一个人的心，赐给我们属灵的悟性，开通我们属灵的耳朵，也赐给我们从主天上来的话语，叫我们能彼此勉励。我们同心这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。我是来感谢神，我的圣经， 感谢神这次带领我来到这么一个可爱的教会，跟你们做了一个礼拜的同工。
I'm very thankful that the Lord has led me here to be with lovely people like you and to work with you.
虽然我听说你们这里要三年才能够做同工啊，那我。所以我今天下午就辞职了，就不做了。
I understand that you have to be 3 years in this church before you become co-worker, so I'm going to resign this afternoon.
我很谢谢你们呢，就破格录用，让我这个礼拜做同工。我相信我们的同工关系也会继续下去。
I'm very glad that you have made an exception for me, so that I was able to come here to labor with you.
我也在这里啊，公开的要感谢主给我一个很好的英文翻译，因为我的经验，翻得好是一种的支持，是一种加添，翻得不好呢，他们说 interpretation 就是 interruption。
I think he has said it, I think everybody understands.
Okay. 我们今天早晨呢，照着我的纲目呢，还有两点的。所以今天你们要特别祷告，叫我能够开快车，大家不要翻车就好。
According to the outline, they have 2 more points to go. So please pray for me so that I can go over them quickly.
And without accident. 今天我们这个纲目看到第六点。
We are going to look at number 6.
Yeah, 就是基督徒的道路乃是一个熬炼的道路。
Christian life is a life of trials.
这一条路能够带我们进到一种纯净的生命里去。
This way will lead us into the life of purification.
全部圣经66卷当中有一卷是很特别的。
In out of 66 books of the Bible, one was very unique.
第一，它是全部圣经最早写的。
It was one of the earliest book.
第二，是人讲话最多的一卷圣经。
And it's also the book that men did a lot of talking.
你说圣经是神的话，可是这一卷它偏偏人一直讲话。
Now we say the Bible is the word of God, and yet this book, in this book we find that a person talk constantly.
不只是一个人讲，后来又来了三个，最后又加上一个，五个人一直讲话。神只好啊，哼，站在一边等他们都讲完了，然后神才有机会讲话。
And at first there was one person talking, and later on three friends joined him, and later another person joined. So 5 people were talking. So God couldn't help it; he had to stand aside and wait for them to become silent.
再有一点，这一卷书的特点，是讲到一件很没有道理的事情，叫我们看了以后很。不能够接受的事情。
In addition, this book talk about something that seems to be so unreasonable. It's very difficult to accept.
就是好人倒霉的事情。
It's that a good person has very ill fate.
如果你倒霉的时候，你觉得你还没那么坏，你很不服气，很不甘心，那你最好来看看这一卷书。
If you think you are a very good person and yet you have a lot of misfortune, then and you have a lot of resentment, then you should be reading this book.
那我。介绍了这几点之后，我相信有很多弟兄姊妹知道我讲的是哪一卷呢？
After this introduction, I'm sure you all know which book I'm talking about.
约伯记。这儿有没有人名英文名字叫约伯的？有没有
？Is there anyone who has an English name Job?
在我们那个附近有一位长老姓陈，他就叫约伯。
We have an elder in my area. His name is Job.
他是以前。也是菲律宾的华侨。
And he came from Philippines.
不过他的遭遇比这个约伯好得多了。But、他的两个儿子都侍奉神的。
His experience is not as bad as Job because he had two sons who were all serving the Lord.
所有处处读圣经的人，读到约伯记就 get stuck 在这里，就读不下去了。
A lot of people who are just beginning to read the Bible and when they come to this book, Job.They would get stuck. They just could not continue.
这个上帝太没有道理了。
You think that God is so unreasonable?
明明说约伯是个义人，是个好人，是个完全人。
You have said so clearly that he was a righteous man. He was a good man.
但是好人、完全人、倒霉啊，是祸不单行的。
And then yet this perfect man, this good man, he did not just have one misfortune, but one after another.
在一天之内，财产被烧，儿女死掉。
In one day, he lost all his properties, all his children.
Oh, 各位弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
灾难临到我们，到底是为什么呢？
When we have misfortune that come to us, why?
人类临到苦难是免不了的。
Human beings cannot avoid having troubles.
但是原因大概有这几种，几种。
There are several possible reasons for your misfortunes.
最低级的一种。
The lowest one.
因为犯罪而自找苦吃。
Because you sin, so you reap the result of the sin.
你拼命的酗酒，有人叫凶酒，其实应当念酗酒。拼命的酗酒一定肝硬化的。
If you drink so much, then later on you're going to have hardened liver.
那病死了也是活该。
Then if you die, then you deserve that fate.
假如一个人一直的抽烟都断不了的话，他得到肺癌的可能性是非常大的。
If you are a chain smoker and you get cancer of lung, which is not surprising.
所以这个再说一两句哈，如果喜欢呢常常做方程之戏的，他一定会得胃下垂或者是坐骨神经痛，这也是常常有的事情。
If you like to play mahjong, you probably have other kind of problems like stomach or your problem with your back.
如果一个人脾气很坏，常常发怒，跟人吵架，他一定高血压。
If someone who has a bad temper, a hot temper, who is very quarrelsome, and that person will have high blood pressure.
那如果一个人一天到晚就动脑筋搞诡计，计算这个人跟那个人过不去，他一定会神经衰弱，晚上失眠。
If you are always thinking about something and against other people, then you will have nervousness.
一个人成天的占别人的便宜的话，到末了朋友都不跟他来往，他变成一个非常孤单的人。
If you like to take advantage of others, then you will lose all friends, and you will become a very lonely person.
所以圣经明明的说，恶人必不得平安。
So the Bible tells us clearly that wicked people will not have peace.
罪的结果，第一步就是苦，第二步就是死。
The result of sin, the first result of sin is pain. The second is death.
那这是苦难的最浅的原因。
This is the lowest reason for your suffering.
但是不是所有的原因。
It's not all the reasons.
所以你说我最近都还不错啊，怎么也会遭遇苦难呢？
You might say that I'm pretty good. How come I still have sufferings?
那第二，就有一个管教的原因。
Then number two, maybe the reason is discipline.
管教是有目的的。
Discipline, there is a reason for it, a purpose for it.
那个罪恶犯罪而受苦，那是自然的结果。
If you sin and then you suffer, that is a very natural result.
不信主的人的苦难多半都是这样。
Most unbelievers, the reason they suffer is all like this.
但是在信主的人呢，有天上的父爱我们。
But we believers, we have a heavenly Father who loves us.
如果他爱我们呢，他就不会让我们一直犯错的，他要管教我们。
Now, because he loves us, so he will not allow us to continue to sin. He will discipline us.
小孩子，你们喜欢爸爸妈妈管你们吗？
Children, do you like your parents to discipline you?
最好爸爸妈妈不管我就好了。
The best way is that they don't pay any attention to me.
那你就刚好想错了。
Then you are very, very wrong.
父母亲越爱的，他就越管。
The more they love, the more they will discipline.
不管的爱叫做溺爱。
If they don't discipline you, that is not the right kind of love.
天上的父亲不会这样。
Our heavenly Father will not be like so.
相反的，罗马书第一章末了讲到人犯了很多种的罪。
In contrary, in the Romans chapter 1, at the end of it, talk about people have sinned all kinds of sins.
神对这一般的恶人最重的惩罚叫做任凭，就是不管他了。
The worst kind of punishment God can give to you is to allow you to do whatever you wish.
神放弃的人了。
He has given you up.
神认为你无可救药了。
He thinks that you cannot be saved.
那我们就哀哉了。
Then that's very, very sad.
所以神还有，神认为还有希望的人呢，他一定有管教。
As long as God thinks that you are there is hope for you, then He will discipline you.
如果神还管你的人， 证明神的爱还在你身上。
If God continues to discipline you, that means God still loves you.
别人那样讲没事，我这样讲话就不行的。
Now other people can say that, but I am not allowed to say that.
别人都可以这样偷鸡摸狗，做一些诡诈的事，我这么做一下，马上管教就来到。哎，有的时候感觉到很不平啊。后来一想，原来，哎呀，还是神爱我，他不放弃我。
Well, other people is allowed to do some wicked things, but I'm not allowed to. As soon as I do it, the God's discipline will come upon me. That's because God loves me.
Yeah, 所以第二种是管教。
So second reason is discipline.
第三种呢，基督徒受的苦难是教育。
The third kind of suffering Christians go through is for the sake of education.
诗篇119篇里面大卫讲过一句话，我受苦是与我有益处的，我要叫我学习神的律例，或者说神的法则。
In Psalm 119 David says my suffering is good for me so that I can learn God's law.
神在圣经中有一些法则，我们读也读过了，也听过了，也明白了。
There are some rules and principles in the Bible and we have read them, we have studied them.
但是我们真的懂吗？
But do we really know them?
要一直等到我们经历过了才会真的懂。
We often have to wait until we experience it, then we will know.
举个例说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
For example, if we say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
你如果从来都没有穷过，这句话老实说你不懂。
If you have never experienced poverty, then you should never know this verse.
你的圣经没有第一句的，只有第二句的。
You, in the Bible, maybe you don't have the first sentence, you only have the second.
银行的存款是我的牧者，所以我永远不会缺乏。
Maybe you will say, my bank account is my shepherd, so I shall not want.
我父亲的遗产是我的牧者，所以我永远不会缺乏。
My father's inheritance is mine, shepherd, so I will not be in need.
如果你没有缺乏过，你永远不会懂耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏这句话那个真正的意思。
If you have never been in need, then you would never understand what that verse means. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以神为了教育你和我明白他话语那个真正的意思，有的时候会故意的让我们进到缺乏的环境中，穷的差不多明天吃什么都不晓得了。
In order to educate us, to learn His word, the meaning of His word, sometimes God allows us to be so poor to the extent that sometimes we don't even know what we're going to have for dinner tomorrow.
有一个时期，我的父母亲住在我的家。
Once my parents are living with me.
有一天呢，到了中午，快进中午了，我的妈妈看到她的媳妇，就是我的太太，为什么还不去煮饭呢？
One day around noontime, my mother noticed that my wife,was not cooking our lunch.
他说你看时间快到了你去煮饭嘛。
She said, look, it's time, why don't you prepare lunch?
少师母就说、啊、好了好了我知道了等一下等一下。
Mrs. Shaw said, okay, I know, wait, just wait a minute.
过一下还没有去煮她的婆婆又催促她了又提醒她了。
And、then a little while later, she still didn't move, so her mother-in-law urged her again.
你猜是干什么
Do you know why?
你知道吗？啊
？Do you know why?
你想得到是什么事吧
？Can you imagine why?
啊？没有米了。
There was no rice.
真的没有米了。
There was no rice.
巧妇难为什么？对了。
No matter how skillful you are, you cannot cook without rice.
Yeah. 但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
等一会儿，我中午下班回来了。
But then lunchtime, I got off work and came home.
那天也不是主日。
It was not Sunday.
也不是开奉献箱的日子。
It's not the day we open up our offering box.
不晓得怎么回事，我带了一个小小的包回来了。
I brought home a little package.
那个时候我们过的传道人的生活是没有固定的薪水的。
At that time, we never had a fixed salary.
都是弟兄姊妹。随着圣灵感动自由奉献
Brothers and sisters, they just give whatever the Holy Spirit tells them to.
一个小包写上谁的名字就给谁了
A little envelope, if it's written somebody's name, then means that one belongs to that person.
那天不是主日
That was not Sunday.
也没有开奉献箱
And we didn't open the offering box.
我怎么样会得到这样一包我现在也忘记了
I don't even remember how I got the little package.
中午的时候回家了。
So at lunchtime I went home.
我就把这个包交给我太太。
So I gave that bag to my wife.
她说赶快赶快，你骑一个脚踏车出去买米吧。
And she said, quick, quick, go and get, buy some rice.
那天中午我们吃着香喷喷的饭。
We had a very delicious lunch.
非常的香。
Very, very good.
比普通更香。
Very unusually good.
你们明白什么原因？
Do you know why?
耶和华是我的牧者。
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
哎呀，这样的事情实在多得没办法讲了。
Oh, this kind of testimony has so many, I cannot, tell them all to you.
如果你从来没有经过，你就从来不会觉得有一顿饭是耶和华请你吃的。
If you have never experienced it, then you will never know that the Lord has treated you to a dinner.
我相信我的亲爱的同工康牧师或者你们家里的人比较明白我在讲什么。
Maybe Reverend Ken will understand what I'm talking about a little bit more.
耶和华是我们的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的医治。还有一句话 耶和华是我的医治。
The Lord is my, healer.
It's my healing.
It's my healing.
不但是医治我的，他就是我的医治。
He is my healing.
在旧约出埃及记十五章说耶和华拉法 Jehovah Rapha.
In Exodus chapter 15 says Jehovah Rapha.
那就是说当神的儿女生病的时候耶和华就是他的医治。
That means when God's children are sick,Then the Lord Jesus, the Lord is their healing.
你有没有生过病啊?
Have you ever been sick?
我想很少人没有生过。
Very few people who have never sick.
你的病是怎么好的?
How did you get cured?
如果每一次都是看医生吃药打针好的,那恐怕你很难明白耶和华是你的医治。
If every time you get sick, you get a medical treatment, then it would be very difficult for you to understand what it means that God is my cure.
我那天已经做过见证我的大女儿小的时候出麻疹的故事。
I testified once before how, the testimony about how my daughter was cured from measles.
我那天也已经声明过,我不是,我不赞成有一些基督徒,走极端,是绝对不看医生,不吃药,不打针。绝对只靠祷告，我觉得那个也是超过了圣经的教训。
I had made it very clear that I don't, agree with some Christians who don't believe in any medical treatment at all.
因为圣经不是这样带领我。
Because the Bible did not tell us to do that.
但是有的时候，神会把你带到一个绝境，什么医生都医不好的时候。
But sometimes God brought you to a situation that is so impossible, no one can help you.
在那个时候你只有一条路就是靠祷告。
At that time, the only way is to pray.
神也显出他的能手把你医治了。
And God will manifest his powerful hand to heal you.
那一次你才明白哦原来耶和华掌握着医治的大能。
Then you will realize, oh God, has the power of healing.
圣经说一国相争就必成为荒场。
The Bible says when one nation has battles within itself, it will become a wasted land.
圣经也说弟兄和睦同居就有命定的福气。
And Bible also tells us when brothers and sisters, live in harmoniously together, then you will be blessed.
这样的话我们都听过也都明白。
We all heard that many times, we all understand that.
但是主要教训我们。
But the Lord wants to teach us.
教育我们。
He wants to educate us.
所以有的时候让我们经过一些很痛苦的经验。
Sometimes he allows us to go through very painful experiences.
好好一个教会。
A very good church.
闹意见。
Then we have quarrels in it.
好好一个团契。
A good fellowship.
彼此纷争。
Then we have division.
哎呀。一时间我们只想到谁对谁错谁有理谁没理。
Now, at that time we probably were just thinking about who's right and who's wrong.
但是过后就算你的理都讲赢了都得胜了神的祝福也离开了。
At the end, even if you win your argument, God's blessing would have left already.
哎呀你才想到圣经上所说的话。
Then you will remember what the Bible says.
你争吵不管你是吵输了还是吵赢了神都离开了。
Well, when you quarrel, whether you win or you lost, God has left already.
哎呀你才晓得
有一件事比真对跟错更重要的，就是和睦，就是和平。
You must know that, peace is much more important than winning the argument.
你可以在道理上投降，输了不要紧，神的同在比这个更重要。
You can surrender to the argument, but that is okay. God's presence is much more important.
这个叫做神圣的教育。
This is a sacred education.
是从苦难中学到的。
You learn that through suffering.
英文里头不是有一句话吗？从 hard way 来学习东西。
You learn in the hard way.
孩子们，有的时候你会不会觉得读书好苦啊，好麻烦啊？
My boys and girls, do you ever feel that going to school is so hard?
为什么台湾来的学生比较会读书啊？
Do you know why the students who come from Taiwan are all very good?
因为台湾读书是经过一条 hard way.
Because students from Taiwan, they all had to go through a very difficult way.
哎呀，我看那些特别是中学生，哎呀，在美国读书简直是闹得玩的。
The high schoolers, middle schoolers in America is very easy.
我看我孩子回来都不做功课。
I see that my children, when they come home, they have no homework.
我说怎么搞的，你都不做功课？他说我做完了。
I often say, how come you not work studying? He said, well, I already finished.
如果不是家庭的教育好啊，到了暑假，这个孩子真是危险。
If we don't have a good family education, in the summertime, children are really in danger.
太空了，太没事了。
They are too, They have too much time.
哼，为什么在美国有些年轻人，你叫他算算数啊，算了半天，手指头、脚趾头都拿出来，都不晓得是怎么算的。
You notice that some young people in America, when you ask them to do some calculation, they have to use their fingers.
因为他们的 calculation 都靠他们的 calculator， 他们的头脑已经退化了。
They have been using calculator all the time, so their brain is not as good now.
所以神不会让他的孩子这样。
So God will not allow his children to be like so.
你看得出来，那个常常经过苦难的基督徒是刚强的，是成熟的。
You can see that those people, those Christians who often go through suffering are strong, are mature.
有的人说，今天我们在这里的教会怎么老是不复兴啊，不冷不热的。
Sometimes we say, how come our church doesn't, it's so cold?
我说一句话，太舒服了，所以不会复兴啊。
Because your life has been too easy, that's why there's no revival.
聚会都是坐汽车的，还开冷气。
You drive to church and you even have air conditioning in your car.
哎呀，一个礼拜只来一次的。
And once you only come to church once in one week.
你们问问年长的基督徒，看从前在中国大陆大家怎么做礼拜。
You ask the older people when they were in China, how did they go to church?
有些裹小脚的老太太要走半天，从一大早天亮走到中午才走到聚会的地方，然后聚了一趟会，又再慢慢走四五个钟头，走路走回去。你看他的灵命，他怎么不会比你长进？
You will see that some older ladies, they have their feet bound, yet they have to walk 4 or 5 hours to church in the morning, and after the service they walk another 4 or 5 hours to get home. So you are not surprised to see that they grow spiritually.
我们现在有的人说，哎呀，我有负担回大陆传福音。老实说，你到了大陆，你碰到那些基督徒啊，他人家讲什么，你听也听不懂。
Some people say I'm very burdened for the souls of mainland China. I want to go over there and preach the gospel. But let me tell you, when you go there, you meet some Christians. Whatever they're going to tell you, you will not understand their experience.
那个冷寒带的树长得又高又直又坚固，
you know,
那才是栋梁的材料。
You know those trees in the cold area is very tall and very sturdy, and we can use that for construction.
热带的那椰子树也长得蛮高蛮直的。
There are palm trees also very straight and very tall.
但是你用那个树盖房子的话，那你就倒霉了。
But you cannot use that for construction.
求主叫我们明白苦难的意义。
I pray that the Lord will let us understand the meaning of suffering.
大卫说，我受苦与我有益处的。
David says, suffering is good for me.
那还有一种苦难的原因。
There is another reason for your suffering.
就是熬炼。
That's trial.
什么叫熬炼呢？
What is trying? Trial.
我很喜欢这个熬字。
I like that Chinese character that means refining.
也可以说是一种 cooking 啊。因为你熬排骨汤不是熬吗？熬稀饭不是熬吗？
You know, you got to very cook, you cook certain kind of Chinese food, you got to cook it very slowly.
哎呀，我们中国真是一个古老文化的民族啊。
We have very old culture, Chinese.
哇，我们的煮饭呢，里头有很多的文章啊，很多的哲学的。
We have very deep philosophies in the way we cook.
哎，那个排骨汤啊，你要好吃的话，你要用慢火来熬的，对不对？
If you want your spare rib soup to taste good, you really have to simmer it very slowly.
你用那个压力锅熬出来的排骨汤不好吃的。
If you use a pressure cooker, that won't be good.
你用 microwave 更不好吃了。
If you use microwave, it won't taste good at all.
它要用文火，慢慢的熬，慢慢的熬。哎呀，那些脏东西都出来了。我们把它撇掉，然后那个精髓，那个味道才会出来。
You got to simmer so slowly, and then take off the scum, and then the best part of it will come out.
哎，你别误会啊，你，我这样讲，你以为我很会煮饭，我实在是不会的，我是会吃不会煮的。
Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not a good cook. I know how to enjoy food, but I don't know how to cook.
哎，我们大家都喜欢吃砂锅鱼头，对不对啊？
We all like to eat certain kind of Chinese food. That's casserole fish head.
哎，为什么没有铁锅鱼头啊？
How come we never cook that in an iron pot?
我在那想，为什么一定要砂锅的鱼头才好吃呢？
How come we have to use a clay casserole?
哦，我明白了，那个铁的锅传热太快，很快热，很快冷，所以那个味道出不来。
Now I understand. They don't use steel because steel conducts heat too quickly, so it will cook too quickly.
哎呀，这个如果不是中国人翻译，他一定翻不出来的。砂锅呢，它慢慢的热，然后热了以后，那个热不会散掉。
The clay pots heat up very slowly, and once it is heated up, the heat does not go away too quickly.
这个叫做熬啊。
That is trial.
慢慢熬啊。
Refining.
那个脏东西就熬出去。
And then all the scum will be removed.
那个好味道就熬出来。
And the best part of it, the essence of it will come out.
你这个基督徒啊，叫做宝贝藏在瓦器里，对不对啊？
So you Christians is called a treasure hidden in a clay vessel.
哎，你就是一碗砂锅鱼头哦。
Do you know you are that dish?
如果没有慢火来慢慢熬的话，那个味道出不来的。
If you don't use slow fire to simmer it slowly, that taste will not come out.
哇，你说这个基督徒啊，真是天才啊！他查经班一得救，现在已经过了两年，已经做主席了。
You think that Christian is really very talented? He was saved in that Bible study class only for 2 years, and today he can do everything.
哦，我告诉你，那是 microwave 出来的，那靠不住。
That's a product of microwave. It's not very dependable.
你看那个基督徒30年了，哇，现在还有点样子。那个是砂锅鱼头。
And if you look at one Christian, he has been a Christian for 30 years, and he's still very good. Then you know he has been simmered.
所以现代的神学教育有个危机，都是走 microwave 的路线。
Today's modern theological education, there is a danger, and they all go in the very quick way.
现在读大学不算一回事了，是吧？
Now today going to college is really nothing.
好，大学一毕业，有一点那么爱主的心，就进神学，3年一来一个硕士，出来马上按牧，然后过2年再去读个地命，已经是 doctor 了。那至少嘛，到教会当个主任牧师啊，还是什么的。
Oh, a Christian, he finished college and then he maybe loved the Lord a little bit, so he went to the seminary for 3 years, and right away he gets his master's degree, and then again he went on for his doctor's degree, and then he gets out and become a minister.
如果到神学院呢，也是教授了。
And then if he goes back to the seminary, he becomes a professor.
原谅我说，乳臭都还没有干呢。
They're still very immature, let me tell you.
满头脑的都是知识。
They have a lot of knowledge in their head.
都是没有经过熬炼的。
But they have never been refined.
经不起一点考验和打击。
Cannot stand any test or tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的路是个熬炼的路。
Christian way is a way of refining.
约伯就是给我们做这个见证。
This is the testimony of Job.
这里跟罪没有关系。
This has nothing to do with sin.
比教育，属灵的教育还要深一层。
This is much deeper than spiritual education.
这样一个完人，一个好人。
This perfect man.
你看都看不出他有什么毛病。
You cannot find any fault with him.
一定要慢慢熬，慢慢熬，慢慢熬。
He was refined in slowly and slowly.
慢慢最深处的那些掺杂才显出来。
Then very slowly, the deepest
那些这个
impurity or anything that is not good came out finally.
我小的时候看我妈妈熬排骨汤。
When I was a little boy, I watched my mother cook spare rib soup.
那个汤在锅在那个锅子里头一直滚一直滚。
And it was boiling in the pot.
我很想吃，我说妈已经好了。
I was very hungry and said, "Mommy, it's already cooked."
我想吃了。
I want some.
还早还早。
And then she said, "It's too early, too early."
起先那些黑的东西都跑出来。
And then slowly those dark scum came out.
他就用一个瓢子把那些黑的东西都
then he,
都撇掉。
She used a ladder and took that away.
然后再熬再熬。
And then continue to simmer.
哎呀，有的时候要等两三个小时。
Sometimes I have to wait 2-3 hours.
那些不干净的东西都没有了。
All those dirty things, impure things were removed.
到那个时候剩下来的那才是精华。
Whatever was left was the essence.
那个肉骨头刚刚好吃。
Oh, the bone was just right.
那个萝卜更好吃。
The turnip is even more delicious.
因为那个排骨的味道都到了萝卜里头了。
Because the flavor of the rib all went into the turnip.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
我好像是在讲笑话，说比喻。
As if I'm just joking here, telling you stories.
但是你们也都能够有觉得出来。
I'm sure you can feel it.
哪一种基督徒才是有味道的基督徒？
Which kind of Christian is something like this?
哎，你听他讲啊，越讲越有味道。
And the more you listen to that person, the more interesting he is.
他一生的经历都是蛮有味道的。
His whole life's experience is most interesting.
你听起来是实在是很有味道啊。
And when you listen, you think it's very, very interesting.
但是你要晓得这个味道是怎么来的。
And you must know that where that come from.
在他是不容易哦。
It was not easy for him.
20年、30年、40年熬过来的哦。
Maybe it was 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years of testing and trial.
原谅我说一句话，这就是老传道人跟新传道人不同的地方。
Forgive me to say this. This is the difference between an old minister and a young minister.
很多老传道人好像没什么学位的。
Some older ministers, they seem to have people without any degree.
哦，新传道人因为学制的不同，都是这个地那个地的。
The new ministers, they all have all kinds of degrees.
我不反对学位。
I'm not against degrees.
一个青年传道人好好的受教育、受栽培也是对的。
A young minister should be well trained.
但是真正那个基督徒那个生命的精华。乃是在长期的熬炼当中出来的。
But the essence of life can only be obtained through long term of trials and testing.
所以约伯在他的大大的苦难当中，他受不了的时候，他也会发怨言的。
So Job in a very terrible tribulation, when sometimes he couldn't stand it, he would also complain.
但是在他许多怨言当中，他讲出一句非常非常宝贵的话语，在约伯记23章第10节。
Out of all his complaints, he said one very precious thing, which is found in Job 23.
我相信那是圣灵启示他讲出来的。
I believe that was revealed by the Holy Spirit.
大家翻开约伯记23章第10节。
Job 23:10。
我请。英文圣拿英文圣经的人跟呢，张姊妹念一遍，然后我们中文圣经的人再跟我念一遍。
If you have the English Bible, please read with me, and if you have Chinese Bible, please read with Reverend Shao.
English, please.
The English, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
他们没有用这个 refined gold 或者这个 solid gold，
这 gold 金子。
这个金子在中文它是应当是 solid gold or refined gold。
The word gold in Chinese Bible is translated as solid gold or refined gold。
金是纯金。
It's pure gold。
是24K的。
24K。24K carat 吗？
我不晓得是，不是 carat。24K OK 我们念中文的哈，大家请哈。约伯记23章第10节，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金镜。他知道我所行的路。
He knows the way that I take.
哎呀，当我们在苦难的熬炼中的时候，我们都不晓得我有没有搞错啊。
While we're in suffering, we don't know whether we have been going the right way or not.
甚至怀疑说我们信上帝信错啊。
Maybe we sometimes even wonder, have I believed the right God?
耶稣基督是有这么回事啊，是没这么回事啊。
Is Jesus Christ real?
我们糊涂了。
We get very confused.
你有没有经过这样的时候啊？
Have you experienced that?
大苦难临到的时候。
When you were under terrible tribulation.
大试炼临到你的时候。
When you are under a lot of suffering.
你的信仰都站不住了。
Then your faith cannot even stand it.
我这个老鸡的头都已经。
The way of refining until it becomes all pure.
他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
After he tried me, I'll become pure gold.
到了末了，约伯真是成金金了。
At the end, he really became pure gold.
他以前好，是很好。
Yes, he was very good before too.
他是金子，但是不纯。
He was just like gold, but he was not pure.
还有很多的自义。
There were a lot of self-righteousness in him.
自视自满。
He self-conceit.
甚至于他敢找神算账哦。
He even dared to argue with God.
他说神啊，你在哪里啊？我要跟你理论一下，怎么搞的？我这么好，你还要叫我受苦啊
？He tried to reason with God and argue with God. What's matter with you, God? I'm so good. How come you made me suffer so much?
哇，他不敢，他不但敢找人算账，敢找神算账。你看他自义不自义
？He did not just argue with people, he even argued with God. You can see how self-righteous he was.
但是到末了的时候
，at the end，
他怎么说啊？
What did he say?
他说我从前风闻有神。
I only heard about God.
现在我亲眼看见神。
Today I've seen him personally.
当一个人真看见神的时候，他马上就看见自己。
When a person has personally met God, then he will see himself clearly.
他从前对自己那么样的自满自义。
He was so self-conceited and so self-righteous before.
但是后来他说为此我在炉灰的当中懊悔自己。
And then he said, because of that, I repent myself in the ash.
这么一个好人。
Such a good man.
不但别人觉得他好。
Not just other people think he was good.
他自己也觉得不错。
And he saw he himself was quite good too.
但是到末了的时候。
By the end.
经过了熬炼。
After the trial.
认识了神。
After he comes to God.
他说我懊悔我的自己。
He said, I repented myself.
他不是懊悔他的那些行坏的行为而已。
He did not just repent his evil deeds.
他的行为没什么坏。
He didn't really have any undesirable deeds.
但是他的自己有问题。
But he himself has a problem.
罪有两方面。
There are two sides in the sin.
罪恶的行为言语。
Sometimes we have the sinful acts or sinful words.
这个比较容易发现。
That is much more obvious.
哎，我们以为这些问题解决了就是解决了，不是的。
Sometimes we think once we solve those problems, our problems are solved. That's not true.
不，我们这个自己，我们这个老的我本身就是一个问题。
We must deal with that self, that old ego.
所以有的人说，我这样的人何必信耶稣呢？我一向都是凭良心的。
Some people say, why should I believe in Jesus? I always go do things according to my conscience.
我比上不足，我比下还有余啊。
Maybe I'm not better than others, but I'm definitely better than some others.
但是，就算你们那些基督徒啊，老实说啊，有很多还不如我了。
Then he may say, well, really, I'm better than some of you Christians.
但是他没有搞清楚，神的标准来衡量一个人，不是单单从外面的行为言语来衡量。
He does not understand that God's standard is very different. He does not just measure you according to your outward deeds.
乃是根据你这个人，你的本质的问题。
He goes by you, yourself.
约伯经过熬炼之后。
Job after the trials.
他认识了神。
He came to know God.
他从风闻到亲眼看见。
He only heard about him at first. Later, he saw him personally.
他开始认识自己。
Then he began to know himself.
哎呀，我这个自己。
This self.
我这个老我。
This old ego.
我这个旧人。
This old man.
是该死的。
Should be dead.
我懊悔我的自己。
I repented myself.
神就使他从苦境中转回。
So God brought him back from his suffering.
神不会给我们一些不必要的苦难，请你记住。
God will not give us unnecessary suffering. Remember that.
神是我们的父亲，他若不必要，他不会叫我受苦的。
God is our Father. He will not give us unnecessary suffering.
所以你不要害怕。
So don't be afraid.
他学了功课之后。
After he has learned the lessons.
苦难 就走了。
Then the suffering ended.
神使他从苦境转回。
And God brought him back from his suffering.
以后他的丰富超过先前双倍。
His blessings was doubled.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果一个人一生都是很好。
If you have a very smooth life.
你的求学的经历都很顺利。
If you, your education has been very good.
你做人交朋友也都还不错。
Oh, in your socialization is very good too.
连你信了耶稣做基督徒也一直是在水准以上的。
And even after you become a Christian, everything was good too.
你会不会说感谢神的保守啊，我都没有犯过什么错。
Oh, you will say, praise the Lord that he has protected me. I've never really sinned.
可能别人也为你祷告，主啊，这么一个好人啊，你千万不要这么一个玉花瓶千万不要掉到地上打烂了。
Maybe some people will even pray that this is such a beautiful vase. Please don't let it drop and be broken.
我告诉你啊，神就会故意的让这个人摔在地上。
Let me tell you, sometimes God will allow that person to be dropped.
不打碎起码也跌脏了。
Even if it's not broken into pieces, at least it is dirtied, defiled.
从亚伯拉罕到摩西。
From Abraham to Moses.
大卫、所罗门、
David Solomon、
彼得、保罗、
Peter and Paul，
以及今天我们所佩服的王明道、尼托生
，Even those people whom we respect, such as Wang Mingdao and Watchman Nee，
和宋尚杰
，or Dr. Song 尚杰，
这些属灵的伟人、先辈
，all these great spiritual men，
没有一个人没有。他失败的经验。
Now one of them is without failure.
当他们有了污点的时候，
when they have a little blemish,
我们要非常小心，不要随便批评。
Please be careful. We don't criticize them too carelessly.
哎呀，神这样重用的仆人，怎么可以犯这种罪呢？
You might say, well, the man who has been used by God in such mighty way, how can he sin like this?
你最好闭住你的嘴，不要随便批评。
It's better that you keep your mouth closed. Don't criticize too easily.
神正在他仆人身上做什么工作？
God is doing some work in his servant. Servant.
从熬炼到纯净。
He's trying to refine him to make him pure.
近代铁汉王明道先生。
王明道 ，Mr. 王明道。
他是近代教会史当中的一个铁铮铮的汉子。
He is a great man in our recent church history.
Iron person. 是一个
Man of iron.
Yeah. 日本人的逼迫他没有屈服。
He did not surrender under the Japanese persecution.
共产党的逼迫他也没有屈服。
At first he did not surrender under the communist persecution either.
但是没有想到
But,
逼迫太久了他也折断。
But we were all very surprised.When the persecution lasted too long, he was also broken.
我亲耳听到他的录音带。
I heard his tape recording.
他说我最恨恶撒谎的了。
He said, I hated liars.
不要说我做了基督徒之后，我没有做基督徒以前，我奉孔孟的道理，我也绝对不撒谎的。
Even before I became a Christian, I believe in the teaching of Confucius, and I did not believe in lying at that time.
没想到我竟然成了一个撒谎十年的人。
Yet I became a liar for 10 years.
因为在共产党的逼迫之下，他否认他的信仰。
Because under the persecution of the communists, he denied his faith.
也有的人说他那个时候已经有点神志不清了。
Some people think that he was mentally confused at that time.
这是人原谅他，但是他自己没有原谅。
The people tried to forgive him, but he did not forgive himself.
他说等到我发现的时候，
When I discover,
我深深的悔改，
I really repented.
我痛痛的责备自己，
I really blame myself.
我又再一次的站起来，
I want to stand up once again.
他也再一次的为着这个站起来而付代价，再进到监狱。
And once again, he paid the price for standing up.And enter into the prison again.
这样一个完美的人，
this perfect man,
有了一个污点。
There was one black spot.
我们要问说，上帝啊，你为什么不保守他呢？
Maybe we say, God, why didn't you preserve him?
你为什么不让他的一生的历史是一个完美的诗章呢？
Why didn't you allow his life to become a beautiful poem?
现在你明白吗？
Now, do you understand?
神要熬炼他的仆人。
God was refining his servant.
是金金。是金子没错。
He was gold, that's true.
但是要精进。
But God wants to make him into a pure gold.
14开还不够，还要18开。
14 carats not enough. I got to be 24.
18开不够，还要24开。
18 carats not enough either. I got to be 24.
神讨厌掺杂的，神要纯净。
God does not like impurity. God wants purity.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我跟你讲，你千万别爱主啊。
啊，千万不要爱主。
不要爱主啊，他都不敢翻了。
Don't love the Lord.
如果你真的爱主，你说主啊，我愿意爱你。主说好，孩子，交给我。
If you say, Lord, I want to love you, and the Lord will say, let me have you.
他要熬炼你。
He's going to try you.
鼎为炼银，炉为炼金。
啊、
那个鼎啊，也是一种炉子。
Those parts are all used to refine silver and gold.
唯有耶和华熬炼人的心。
Only God refines man's heart.
有的时候你的一个孩子就是你最爱的孩子，他就熬炼你的心。
Sometimes a child of yours, you love him so much, but God uses him to refine you.
你越爱他，他就越刺伤你。
The more you love that child, the more he hurts you.
父母亲啊，父母亲，你知道神的爱吗？
Parents, do you know God's love?
神要熬炼你的心。
God wants to refine your heart.
有的时候你最爱的一个配偶就是最刺伤你心的那个人。
Sometimes the wife or husband you love the most is the one who hurt you the most.
你没有办法说我的婚姻是百分之一百的美满。
You cannot say that my marriage is 100% good.
人总是有那么一点污点。
Everyone has a spot.
我们才晓得什么叫恩典的可贵。
Then we will know how precious the grace is.
保罗为一根刺三次恳切的祷告。
Paul asked three times for his thorn in the flesh to be removed.
神说不要再求了。
God said, don't ask.
我不把刺拿掉。
I will not remove your thorn.
但是我把恩典加给你。
But I will give you the grace.
我的恩典是够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力要在人的弱点上显得完全。
Because my power will be made perfect in your weakness.
叫你一生一世，你不能单单靠自己，你一定要靠神恩典，你才能够向前走路。
As long as you live, you cannot rely upon your own might. You must rely upon God.
我把它起一个名字，叫这个失败的益处。
So I call this the benefit of failures.
失败的益处。
The benefits of failures.
弟兄姊妹，你做基督徒做得怎么样啊？
Brothers and sisters, how have you been as Christians?
你说，哎呀，惭愧惭愧。
And you say, oh, I'm very ashamed.
污点多多。
I have a lot of spots.
失败累累。
A lot of failures.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
你是一个更认识恩典的人。你是一个更认识恩典的人。
You are the one who really knows what grace means.
谁能够认识恩典呢？
Who knows grace?
是那个需要恩典的人。
Is the one who knows grace.
如果你一直都是得胜者。
If you have been always victorious.
你一直都是那么刚强站住的。
If you have been always strong.
人家说恩典，你只能说哎，还不错，蛮好听的。
When you hear people talking about grace, you will say, oh, that's very good.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
跌倒过的人。
If you have ever failed.
才晓得站起来的恩典。
Then you know what it means to stand up again.
受过玷污的人。
If you have blemish.
才懂得被洁净的恩典。
Then you know what the grace of being cleansed again.
曾经否认过主的彼得。才晓得主赦免的恩典。
Peter who had denied the Lord once, he would know the forgiveness of God.
你要不要明白更多的恩典？
Do you want to learn more about God's grace?
你要准备好。
Then please be prepared.
可能主要叫你有更多的失败和软弱。
Maybe the Lord will allow you to have more failures and more weaknesses.
我今天早晨讲的好像是深了一点。
Oh, have I been talking about something too deep?
我不是对那些经常失败软弱当作家常便饭的基督徒讲的。我不是对你讲那些。
I'm not talking to Christians who fail frequently.
如果你根本呢、是一个半瓶醋，是个温吞水，你根本也不爱主，也不追求，你根本也不追求得胜的生命。刚才讲的跟你无关。
If you are a lukewarm Christian, you don't even care about pursuing for holiness, then what I have just said has nothing to do with you.
你不能够引用我刚才所传的信息说，你看嘛，牧师也讲，跌倒的人更蒙恩。
Don't use what I said. Say, look, minister just said, when I fail, I will have more grace.
我们所说的是说，一个人真心真意要走主的路。
I'm talking about a person who is really sincerely seeking the Lord.
主为要训练我们。
The Lord, in order to train us.
为要炼净我们。
In order to refine us.
他许可我们跌倒。
He allows us to fail.
他准许我们犯错。
He allows us to make mistakes.
好像老鹰训练小鹰飞翔的时候。
It's just like the old eagle trying to train his baby eagle to fly.
有的时候故意把它放一放。
Sometimes he just let it go on purpose.
哦，那个小鹰跌下来了。
Then the little eagle would fall.
但是这时候，他的妈妈又来拖住他。
But then at that moment, his mother will come and support him.
他才晓得他还是幼稚。
Then he will know that I'm still very immature.
他还需要依靠妈妈的恩典。
And I still need to rely upon my mother's grace.
今天早晨，我把这样的信息摆在各位的面前。
Today I have laid this message in front of you.
也是摆在我自己的面前。
And I also give that to myself.
康牧师、林牧师能够阿们我下面要说的话。
I'm sure that Reverend Ken and Reverend Lin can say amen to what I want to say.
不要以为牧师不会犯错。
Don't say Never think that ministers cannot make mistakes.
不要以为牧师已经成了仙了。
Never think that ministers are saints.
我们也是肉血肉之躯。
We are also made of blood and flesh.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们有的伤心痛苦，我们也是人，我们也有。
You have broken heartedness. We also do.
不要成天的要求我们。
Don't demand too much from us.
你们心里难过了，打电话给牧师。牧师心里难过，打电话给谁啊？
If you are very sorrowful, you call the minister. But when minister is sad, whom is he going to call?
如果你们夫妻吵架了，找牧师调解。牧师跟师母如果不幸有一天也在争闹的时候，他找谁啊？
If you have quarrel among the husband and wife, you can call upon the minister to help you. But if ministers, unfortunately, they also have quarrels among themselves.What are they going to do?
有的时候神故意的熬炼他的仆人使女。
Sometimes God purposely tries his servants and his handmaidens.
在那个时候
At that time.
对牧师师母对传道人是个考验对信徒也是个考验。
At that time, it is a try, a test for the ministers, but at the same time, it is also a test for the congregation.
考验看你对你的牧者是不是真的爱他
It's going to test whether you truly love your ministers or not.
在他有软弱的时候
When he's weak.
你是批评呢定罪呢
Do you criticize?
还是更多的为他祷告
Or do you pray more for him?
我今天站在一个神的小仆人的地位上要替所有神的仆人讲一句话。
I'm standing here as a humble servant of God. I want to speak for all servants of God.
如果你们需要恩典，我们就更需要。
If you need grace, we need it even more.
如果你们受试探，我们的试探更大。
If you have been tempted, our temptation are greater than.
如果魔鬼要打倒你们，打倒你们，魔鬼更要打倒我们。
If Satan wants to attack you.He wants to attack us even more.
如果你们需要祷告，我们就更比你更需要祷告。
If you need to be prayed for, we need even more.
你们常常说牧师啊，请你为我祷告啊。
You often say, Pastor, please pray for us.
牧师很难说我没有空。
Minister cannot say that I don't have time to pray for you.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
牧师需要你的祷告。
Ministers need your prayers.
师母更需要你的祷告。
Minister's wife need your prayers even more.
牧师的孩子比你的孩子更需要祷告。
Minister's children need your prayers even more than your children.
我的孩子有的时候说，唉。做一个传道人的孩子真不容易。
My children often tell me it's really very difficult to be the children of pastor's kids.
人家看牧师的孩子的水准比较更高一点。
People have higher expectation of minister's children.
所以压力也就更大。
So they feel a lot of pressure.
让我们在主的爱里彼此带祷。
And let's pray for one another in the love of the Lord.
因为这是一条熬炼的道路。
This way is a way of refining.
不容易啊。
easy.
若不靠神恩典呢、啊、
If it's not by the grace of God,
谁都要倒下去啊
Everyone is going to fall.
谁都不能再站起来啊
No one can stand up again.
让我们彼此代祷吧
Let's pray for one another.
我们明天要下午我们就要下山了
This afternoon we're all going to go home.
那条路没有改变呢
That way hasn't been changed.
还是很弯曲的
It's still very crooked.
还是很崎岖的
It's still very difficult.
你不要想经过了夏令会下面的路就改变了
Don't ever think that after this conference,My way is going to be easier.
我们只有更多紧紧的手牵手心连心互相体谅
can,
同走天路
We can only become more united and really love one another and try to run on this way.
最后我讲个比喻就要结束了
And I want to conclude my sermon with a parable.
那些到北极去探险的人
Those people who went to a North Pole
他们走在冰天雪地的里面
They're walking in the ice.
那个是滑得不得了的地方
Very slippery
你最会走路的人也会跌倒
Even if you are a good walker You will fall also
而且那一跌倒可能就下去就上不来了
Sometimes once you fall You cannot even get up
因为你不晓得哪一块冰比较厚哪一块冰比较薄
Because you don't know which area is thicker And which area is thinner
你要一脚踩的那个很薄的冰啊一下子你就陷下去再见不到了
If unknowingly you step on a softAs thin ice, you were just sink in and disappeared.
救都不晓得到哪里去救。
Even want to save you, we don't know where to save.
马上一个人就变成挤压冰了，你。
You will become an icicle right away.
他们有个方法。
There is one way.
用一条很坚固的、很长的绳子。
They use a very strong, long rope.
把每一个人的腰都绑住。
Tie everyone's waist together.
然后一排的人一起走。
Then they walk together as a row.
总不会那么巧，全整个一排都掉下去的。
It will not happen. The whole row of people will drop into ice.
任何有一个人陷下去了。
If one person drop in.
或者滑了一跤。
Or slip down.
旁边的人马上把他拉一下。
The other person will pull him up right away.
就这样，他们可以完成了探险的行程。
So they were able to finish their adventure by this way.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们第一要靠神的恩典
we must rely upon God's grace.
第二要靠彼此相爱
And secondly, we must rely on our love for one another.
不是口头的
Not just lip service.
彼此紧紧拉住
You really want to hang on to each other.
你看人家掉下去了
You see, this person is sliding down.
千万不要幸灾乐祸
Don't,
千万不要批评
Don't criticize.
千万不要说哎呀还好我没掉下去
Don't say, oh,It was a good thing that I wasn't like him.
看起来他虽然是什么主席啊什么同工啊哼还不如我呢上次为什么不选我、
Look at that person. And even though he was serving the Lord, look, he's not as good as me. And they should have elected me instead of him.、
我们都一样。
We are all the same.
只是机会不同罢了。
It's just that our opportunities are different.
今天早晨结束的时候。
At this time, when we conclude this service,
我们看见饼杯在面前。
We see the bread and the cup here.
主说，我爱了你们。
Jesus said, I love you.
你们也要彼此相爱。
So you must love one another.
我们在这饼杯看到主的爱。
At this bread and the cup, we see God's love.
我们也看到彼此的爱。
And we also see the love for one another.
我们虽多仍是一个饼。
Even though we have a lot of people, we're still one piece of bread.
我们虽多还是一个杯。
Even though we have a lot of people here, we only have one cup.
我们跟主有一个紧紧相连的关系。
We are united with the Lord.
我们互相有个彼此相连的关系。
And we are also united with one another.
这就是一个十字架。
This is cross.
这就是魔鬼没有办法攻击我们的地方。
This is the place where Satan cannot attack us.
千万不要离群独居哦。
Don't be isolated.
魔鬼要吃掉你以前，先叫你离散。
Before the Satan devour you, he will make you an isolate.
你看那个狮子赶那个鹿群吗
？Have you ever seen lions chasing after the deer?
好，一直追，一直追，一直追。
He just keep chasing, chasing.
那个鹿群就一直跑，一直跑。
So that the group, the herd of deer will be scattered.
最后总有跑得慢的掉在后面。
And then there will be one or two who is behind.
剩下的那一个就是他的食物。
The one that was left behind will be devoured.
魔鬼像遍地吼叫的狮子。
Satan is like lion.
他先吃到的是谁啊
You know which one he's going to catch first?
就是那个离群的人。
The one who is isolated.
哪怕是个牧师啊。
Even a minister.
他不好好活在教会里。
If he will not live within church.
头一个葬身魔鬼的肚子的就是他。
The first one who is going to be devoured by the Satan is him.
So 我再说
I want to repeat this.
弟兄姊妹我们彼此需要
We need one another, brothers and sisters.
会众需要牧者
Our congregation needs the pastor.
传道人也需要会众
Pastor also needs you.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
爱我们的天父
Our loving Heavenly Father,
你爱我们到这样一个地步
you love us to such an extent,
我们一生的路还没有走完之前
before we finish running our race,
你老早用爱替我们测量过了
you have already measured us up with your love,
你知道哪里有陷阱
you know where are traps,
你知道哪里有危机
you know where are dangers,
你的恩典够我们用
your grace is sufficient for us,
你有的时候叫我们刚强
Sometimes you allow us to be strengthened.
你有的时候许可我们跌倒。
Sometimes you allow us to fall.
叫我们在这许多的遭遇当中
In all these different experiences,
学习功课
We learn our lessons.
被你来炼净。
So that we'll let you refine us and purify us.
如果那些属灵的先祖们需要你的熬炼
All those spiritual ancestors need your purification.
我们就更需要了。
We need it even more.
求主保守我们。
Oh Lord, preserve us.
叫我们在跌倒的时候。
When we fail.
还不要发怨言。
Allow us not to enable us not to complain.
不怀疑你的慈爱。
Not doubt your love.
也保守我们。
Preserve us.
看到别人跌倒的时候。
When we see other people's failure.
不要批评论断。
We will not criticize.
免得我们跌倒比别人更深更重。
Lest that we will fail even more seriously.
今天早晨
This morning,
你的仆人要奉主耶稣基督的名为在座每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Thy servant will pray for each one of us here in the name of our Lord Jesus.
从老到小求你保守。
From young and old, we pray that you will protect them.
我们不求你保守我们一帆风顺。
We are not asking you to keep us so that our life will be smooth and easy.
求你保守我们明白你的心意。
We pray that you will keep us so we understand your will.
认清你的道路。
Understand your way.
依靠你的恩典。
Depend upon your grace.
也在爱里互相帮助。
And help one another in love.
直到我们走完这条的路。
Until we finish our race.
在天上与主相会的时候。
When we see you again in heaven.
这样的祷告。
This prayer.
奉主耶稣基督永远可靠的名字。
Is in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们再唱那个副歌唱一遍好不好
Let's sing that chorus again.
第三首。
Turn to page 3.
第三首。谢谢。我们唱两遍。我们起立来唱来。
神却曾应许生活有力。路有光亮，做工的心，失恋的安息，危难又来，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
小小声，用祷告的心情默想主的慈爱来。
神却曾应许，生活有力。心路有光亮，做工的心，失恋的恩惜，危难又来，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
请坐。